Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Ready, set, go. You've arrived at the starting line for this national holiday. The finish line for about 200 million turkeys, though. Hey, somebody's got to say it. You can count on us on this Thursday, November 24th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
And on that somber note for the global turkey population, good morning, everyone. Folks around the nation are getting up to Thanksgiving grocery lists and menus. That's where Celeste is this morning. There are also people running races on this Thanksgiving morning. Don't worry, we've got you covered with all the news from Europe and Egypt. Here's what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Harriet calling from Somerville, and I've been breaking the Thanksgiving tradition since 1983. I have a vegetarian potluck meal with many international friends, house members, and some family members. We sit together in one table, and we actually sing rounds together.
I'm on my way to Somerville, Mass. So do you have a Thanksgiving thought? How have you broken Thanksgiving tradition? Or how do you embrace it? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post your comments at thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the headlines this hour. Egypt's ruling military is dismissing calls to step down, saying it would be a betrayal of the revolution. It comes just hours after two leaders appeared on national television to offer an apology over the recent wave of violence that's killed around three dozen protesters in Cairo. Commanders are seeking to defuse the crisis in time for those parliamentary elections that are set to begin on Monday. However, thousands remain in Tahrir Square to call for a moved-up presidential election. We'll have the details from Cairo shortly. Yemen has a new president this morning for the first time in more than three decades. Ali Abdullah Saleh formally stepped down yesterday by transferring power to his vice president in a deal apparently brokered by the Gulf Cooperation Council and also possibly U.S. officials. Saleh became the latest Arab leader forced out by months of pro-democracy demonstrations. President Obama welcomed the decision, saying it's an important step forward for the Yemeni people. Meanwhile, all over the U.S., the great Thanksgiving migration has begun. AAA says more than 42 million people are part of the migration, getting out of town for the holiday. Highest number since the beginning of the recession. The experience hasn't been so bad for everyone. Here's a flyer at O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
This year seems to be a little slower than it normally is, judging by the security lines and things like that. But for the most part, it can be crazy. And now we have a nine-month-old, so it makes it a little bit more difficult as well.
Oh, yeah, that will slow things down, definitely. What about New York's LaGuardia Airport?
I don't want to end up sitting around an airport for, in huge lines. So, yeah, try to plan ahead.
That sounds like LaGuardia. And here's a couple heading out from Atlanta saying that once their travel is done, it's going to be smooth sailing.
My father kind of organized an entire family meeting in Virginia for Thanksgiving, so we're making it happen.
Having it catered, nobody's cooking.
No one's cooking, a catered event. First time ever for our family in Virginia.
But watch out, folks, in the east. Forecasters are warning of a storm system that could have an impact on a very large part of the East Coast on Sunday when most people are heading home. The great Thanksgiving tradition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will soon head through the streets of New York City. 15 balloons, including newcomers, Julius the Monkey, Tim Burton's B-Boy, will march through the streets of the Upper West Side of Manhattan before Santa Claus wraps it all up to officially usher in the holiday season. Santa down there at Macy's, that's the official Santa, right? Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Wall Street is closed, of course, for the Thanksgiving holiday that will reopen tomorrow for a shortened trading session. And throughout today's program, The Takeaway is going to be giving thanks and looking back at some of the favorite interviews we did over the last year. I can't believe we did this.
And only you and my doctor know how hard it is to learn to dance at my age.
Betty White. Oh, I remember her like she was just here the other day, sitting right across from me in the studio. We'll give you that conversation. We're also going to replay our interview with Jennifer Grant, daughter of film actor Cary Grant, and we get a live update from Cairo, Egypt, in just a moment. Hugh Sykes, who's been there all week long, will talk to us. He's, of course, a correspondent for our part of the BBC.